家能够听到我说话的声音吗？
It is on? Okay, it's on. All right, great. I'll just slide that up. Well, it's good to be with you again.
很高兴今天能和大家在一起。
I sincerely hope you don't get tired of seeing me.
我希望你看到我不会感到厌倦。
I've been here quite a bit lately.
我最近来这儿的次数比较多。
This morning is a unique time and a unique service.
今天早上是一个非常独特的时机和非常独特的崇拜。
It is for the purpose of commissioning those whom the Holy Spirit has laid His hand on.
今天我们是为来祝福这些圣手放在他们头上的这些人，送他们走。
So part of my message is going to be to them.
我的一部分的信息是为他们而做的。
Part of my message will be for you.
另外一部分信息是为你们而做的。
You're all welcome to listen to both parts.
欢迎你们听，两部分都要听。
Before we begin, would you bow with me in prayer, please?
在开始之前，请跟随我祷告。
Father, we're grateful for your word.
天父，我们感谢你所做的工。
You've told us that the scriptures are a light to our path.
你告诉我们，经上的话是我们路前的光。
We ask that the scriptures this morning would illuminate our way.
我们祈祷今天经上的文会照亮我们今天的服事。
That by looking at the Antioch church, we may understand how we should live.
我们看见以前的教会，知道我们将会如何行事。
How we can walk in obedience.
我们怎么可以走向大众。
And how we can enjoy the presence and favor of God.
我们能够享受上帝的荣耀。
We ask this in Christ's name.
我们以天父的名而祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Every day, Federal Express sends over 4 million packages to its customers.
每天联邦捷运要向世界各地传送大概400万个包裹。
The delivery route covers every street in the United States.
他们投递的路线覆盖了整个美国的每一条街道。
And services more than 220 countries.
并且在200多个国家提供服务。
In order to send those packages well,
为了让这个投递的工作做得更好，
FedEx has over 170,000 employees.
联邦捷运雇佣了大约17万员工。
675 aircraft.
675辆飞机。
50,000 ground transportation vehicles.
5万多辆地面的交通工具。
And 1,800 office locations.
以及一万八千多个办事处。
It's a bit of a mystery.
看起来非常神秘。
But FedEx has figured out how to ship packages to its customers within one day.
但是联邦捷运的确做到了能够在一天的来回时间为顾客投递包裹。
If FedEx knows anything, they know how to send well.
如果联邦捷运的确知道某件事情的话，那就是他们的确知道该怎么样的投递包裹。
From the earliest days of the church,
在教会的早期,
they quickly and clearly understood that the Great Commission involved going and sending.
人们很快地意识到，而且清晰地看到了大使命会牵涉到送遣人。
The Apostle Paul expressed that understanding in Romans 10, verses 14 and 15.
保罗先知在罗马书第十章十四节和十五节谈到了这样的一个认识。
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
未曾信他，怎能够求他呢？
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
如果你没有听见，你又怎么能够信他呢？
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
如果没有人向他们传道，他们怎么能够听到福音呢？
And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?
如果一个人没有被遣送，他们又怎么能够去传道呢？
Acts 13 is a picture of what the early church understood about sending people.
使徒行传第十章向我们描绘了一幅早期教会遣送传道士的画面。
Sending those people to proclaim the love and power of God.
把这些人送出去，让他们传递上帝的话语和能力。
What does a sending church look like?
一个遣送的教会看起来是什么样子呢？
Who is being sent?
谁会被遣送呢？
And why are they being sent?
他们为什么被遣送呢？
First of all, what does a sending church look like?
首先，一个浅颂的教会看起来是如何的呢？
Let's first acknowledge that not every sending church looks exactly like Antioch.
首先，我们得认识到，不是每一个浅颂的教会看起来都是同样的。
In fact, most sending churches today have many more advantages than the church in Antioch.
实际上，现在的浅颂的教会比以前安提瓜的教会看起来有很多优势。
Did you realize that the church in Antioch was a church of refugees?
你有没有意识到安提瓜教会实际上是一个难民的教会？
If you look at Acts 11:19,
如果你看见使徒行传第十一章，
you can see that this church came into being because of persecution.
你会看到这个教会之所以存在是因为对基督徒的迫害。
Persecution that drove Christians out of Jerusalem and other places in and around Jerusalem.
对于基督徒的破坏，让这些基督徒从别的地方来到了耶路撒冷和他周围的地方。
When the scripture was read this morning, did you also notice that it was a church of immigrants?
当我们今天早上读这段圣经的时候，你有没有意识到安提瓜教会也是一个移民的教会？
Barnabas is a Jew living in a Roman city.
巴拉巴实际上是一个犹太人，住在一个罗马的城市里。
Simon called Niger, which means the black one.
西蒙叫做利加的西蒙，实际上是可能是一个黑人。
May well have been African and from Sub-Sahara Africa.
他实际上可能是从非洲的撒哈拉来的。
Lucius of Cyrene is a man with a Roman name from a Greek city in North Africa.
卢西亚有可能是在北非的一个靠近希腊的城市的一个罗马人。
Manaen was the foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch.
马念是与分封之王希律同住的一个人。
Saul was an Orthodox Jew.
Saul 实际上很可能是一个正宗的犹太人。
And yet they are all together in a Christian church in what is today southeastern Turkey.
而今天他们都当时他们都在在今天的土耳其西面的一个教会，就是安提瓜教会。
Another important thing to understand about Antioch is that they were relatively few in number.
另外一点要意识到是安提瓜教会实际上人数并不多。
They were meeting in a city that was large and influential.
但是他们在一个有着很大影响的城市。
It was a Roman provincial city.
这是一个罗马的一个省会的城市。
Major trade routes passed through the city.
很多贸易的路线经过这座城市。
Its international population served as a strategic, economic, and intellectual center.
它是一个国际化的城市，它在战略、经济和文化上都占有重要的位置。
Imagine a church of 100 immigrants living in New York City and there being no other Christians present.
想象在纽约城里面，那有100多个移民的城市，而其中没有基督徒。
That's the situation for the church in Antioch.
这就是在安提瓜教会当时所处的情形。
It was also a church that placed a very high value on worship.
这个教会非常看重敬拜。
In this instance, it was the context of worship into which the Holy Spirit spoke.
在这种情形下，就是出于敬拜，他们开始要遣送人。
And he said, "Set apart these two people for the work I've called them."
他们特别送这两个人来去做上帝所呼唤他们所做的工。
It's critical that we not miss something important here.
很重要的，我们不要错过了最重要的一点。
Why does God call these people into His service in a worship service?
为什么上帝要呼唤这两个人去做敬拜他的事工？
I believe he does so for two reasons.
我相信他这样做有两个原因。
One, because worship is a context for fellowship with God.
首先，敬拜是以崇拜上帝的名义而进行的活动。
Is an act of obedience, is an act of submission to God.
它是一种顺服上帝、听从上帝的话语的表现。
Worship means to bow the knee or to fall on one's face.
敬拜意味着跪下来，俯伏敬拜。
You fall down before a superior.
你在一个崇高的权力之前俯伏敬拜。
A church that is focused on itself cannot hear the voice of God.
如果教会只是关注于他自身的话，他可能听不到这样的呼唤。
Because a church focused on itself is not in a posture of obedience.
因为一个教会如果只是关注自己的话，他可能不是在于处于一种敬拜的地位。
It is a church that is not listening.
这个教会他不是在倾听。
We use the term Lord to acknowledge Jesus as Master.
我们用主这个词来承认耶稣是我们的主人。
When the church is truly worshiping,
如果教会真正在敬拜的话，
it is acknowledging the authority of Christ over the church.
它实际上是承认上帝耶稣基督对这个教会拥有主权。
The second reason,
第二个原因，
is that worship is also done in the context of community.
敬拜也是用一种团体的形式而进行的。
Yes, it is possible to worship the Lord in private.
是的，你可以私下里进行单独的敬拜。
But God established the church.
但是上帝建立了教会。
The gathering of believers.
信徒聚集在一块儿。
As the primary context for worship.
而主要的目的就是为了敬拜。
And the call of God is always confirmed by the community of believers.
上帝的呼唤首先是被这个团体而承认。
Did you notice that after the Holy Spirit spoke, they continued to worship?
你有没有意识到，当圣灵在呼唤的时候，人们会持续的敬拜？
I mean, when Almighty God speaks, don't you jump to obey?
当你听到万能的上帝在说话的时候，你是不是会跳起来呢？
Why do they continue to worship?
为什么他们要持续的敬拜呢？
I believe they were seeking to discern whether the call was from the Holy Spirit.
我认为他们这样的仔细的敬拜是为了确保他们所听到的的确上帝的呼唤。
Or just an impression that somebody had.
而不是某一个人的某一种印象。
Did you also notice that the call was announced to the church?
你们有没有意识到这个呼唤是呼唤教会？
And it was up to the church to respond.
并取决于教会来回应这样的呼唤。
What happened in Antioch should not be a unique or rare experience.
安提瓜教会所发生的事情并不是一个独特的、唯一的情形。
The way it happened in Antioch might be unique.
在安提瓜教会所发生的这种形式有可能是独特的。
But we ought to expect that God calls and sets apart people for His service as an ordinary thing.
我们应该意识到，上帝呼唤人去遣送这些人到别的地方去，是应该是一种常规的做法。
Jesus tells us to ask the Father for this very thing.
耶稣听从上帝的话就是为了这样的一个目的。
Matthew 9:37-38 says,
马太福音说道，
Then he said to his disciples,
他对他的信徒说，
The harvest is plentiful,
庄稼已经成熟了，
but the workers are few.
而做工的人却很少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore,
让庄稼的主人
to send out workers into his harvest field.
送他的工人去收割这些庄稼。
I want you to also notice that the sending church was also a supporting church.
我想让你意识到一个遣送的教会也是一个支持的教会。
Sending them required some financial resources.
送遣送这些人意味着你会提供财政上的资助。
The text tells us later that they traveled extensively throughout that region.
他们在那个地方会做非常多的旅行。
It's apparent that there was some form of support from the sending church.
很显然，从遣送的教会一定会有某些支持而来。
This is one reason I love the alliance.
这就是为什么我喜欢宣教会的原因。
As a broader family, we share the responsibility of supporting those we're sending.
作为一个比较大的教会的系统，我们一起来遣送这些人，从事这样的使命。
The whole responsibility doesn't rest on your congregation alone.
这样的责任并不是承担每一个单独的教会来承担。
There are nearly 2,000 other congregations in the United States.
在整个全美有大约2000多个这样的宣教会。
Who will share in the support of those we're commissioning today.
他们会分享支持今天被遣送的人的这种经济上的负担。
And the 60 that will be sent this summer from our Greater Alliance family.
而整个宣教会系统今年夏天会送走大约60名宣教士。
Thank you, Pastor Stephen, for reminding us we're in this together.
谢谢 Steve 传道提醒我们今天在一起是共同承受这样的使命。
So as the home church that's sending these individuals,
作为遣送这些人的原生教会，
I urge you to give generously to the Great Commission Fund.
我请求你们大方地给予他们资助。
That is how those who are going overseas will be supported.
这就是到海外宣教人所需要的。
I urge you to make it a priority as a congregation to stay informed about their ministry.
我请求这个教会把为这些人做祷告作为首要的任务。
To make praying for them your regular practice.
在你日常的祷告中把他们放在中间。
To Jonathan, Jailin, Stephen, and Sarah.
为 Jonathan, Jialin, Stephen, 和 Sarah.
Make time to stay in touch with this congregation.
请与我们保持联络。
You will get busy.
你们会很忙。
With important things.
在从事非常重要的工作。
And it's easy to say, I don't have time to write to Gaithersburg Chinese Alliance Church.
你们会很容易地说，我太忙了，我没有时间写信给盖城宣教会。
Don't you believe it?
不要相信那样的话。
There is nothing more important you can do than to communicate with your sending church.
为你的遣送的教会保持联络是你最重要的任务。
Let us in the district know what's going on as well.
让我们特区也知道在那个地方发生了什么样的事儿。
So we can stand with you in prayer.
所以我们可以把你们放在我们的祷告之中。
And pray intelligently and strategically for your ministry.
非常有策略地为你们祷告。
So who is being sent?
那么谁会被遣送呢？
Well, you know their names very well, Barnabas and Saul.
你知道他们的名字，巴拉巴和扫罗。
These are highly trusted, highly respected leaders.
他们是非常受人尊重，非常非常的聪明的人。
So many people had responded to the good news.
那么多的人对这个好消息做出反应。
That Barnabas travels to Tarsus.
巴拉巴旅行到了塔勒斯。
And brings Saul back.
把扫罗带回来。
Because he is a gifted teacher who could help disciple these new believers.
因为扫罗是一个非常有天赋的教师，他会鼓励的人，会带更多的信众。
When the church at Antioch wanted to send a financial gift to the church in Jerusalem,
当安提瓜教会要为耶路撒冷的教会提供经济资助的时候，
to assist that church during a time of severe famine,
帮助那个教会度过饥荒的难关。
They sent their gifts with Barnabas and Saul.
他们通过巴拉巴和扫罗而送去物资。
These are very, very trusted leaders.
这两个人是非常受人信赖的。
They are listed among the prophets and teachers in the Antioch church.
他们在安提阿瓜教会被列为是非常的教师和先知。
So when God asked the church to set apart Barnabas and Saul,
当上帝要求巴拉巴教会遣送这两位人领袖的时候，
He was asking the church to surrender their very best.
他实际上是要求安提瓜教会送走他们最珍贵的领袖。
Most churches, when they hear that, say, "Ouch!"
有的教会会听到的话会说啊。
This is going to hurt.
这会伤害我们教会。
Barnabas seems to be especially good at bringing people together.
巴拉巴非常擅长于把会众聚集在一块儿。
He's a man who seemed to be able to figure out how to fit people together for God's purpose.
他非常非常擅长于能够把人们聚集在一块儿为上帝而做事工。
He was a people person, an encourager.
他非常擅长和人交道，并且非常擅长鼓励人。
He's the person everybody loved.
他是一个每个人都喜欢的人物。
Saul was a brilliant scholar and communicator.
扫罗是一个非常非常出色的学者和。
I believe I could successfully argue.
我相信我能够。
That he was the most brilliant mind of his day.
他是他那个时代最聪明的，拥有最聪明的心灵。
His writings have surpassed all the others in antiquity.
他的著作超过了他当时所有的别的人的作品。
And continue to influence millions across the globe.
而直到如今依然在鼓励世界各地的成千上万的人。
The Apostle Paul is still read by at least 180 million Christians in mainland China alone.
保罗先知的话即使在中国大陆今天也依然被成千上万的中国民众而阅读。
There's a few hundred people around who still like and read Shakespeare.
在今天可能只有几百人真正的喜欢曼彻斯特。
Hundreds of millions still read the writings of Paul.
但是成千上万的人这个世界上依然在读保罗扫罗的作品。
The reality is that God often asks for our best.
上帝总是要求我们献出我们最好的。
He seems to call those who are costliest to our ministry to send.
他好像总是要求教会送走，他简直是最珍贵的一个任务。
Over and over again, what seems to be too high a price to pay.
可是一次又一次，好像看起来是不是难以承受的代价的付出。
Turns out to be an open door for developing new leaders.
常常会转变成为一个培养新的领袖的机会。
New leaders that God is raising up for His purposes.
新的领导被上帝召唤而从事他的事工。
Who will replace these who are being sent out today?
他们将代替被送走的人。
It may well be someone in this room.
他们有可能是这个房间里面的某些会众。
Or someone you bring into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
或者是你带到这个教会来的别的人。
This should remind us that when God sent His Son, Jesus, He sent His very best.
这让我们想起，当上帝送他献上他的儿子的时候，他实际上献上的是他最珍贵的。
He sent what was costliest to Himself.
他送上了他自己难以承受的最高的代价的。
So that you and I might have an opportunity to have a relationship with God.
所以你和我有机会能和上帝建立这样的联系。
So that our created purpose could be restored.
所以我们被造的这个目的能够被实现。
So that we could be set free from the guilt and shame of our sin.
我们可以从罪恶耻辱和之中被解放出来。
And set free to worship our Creator and Lord.
能够自由来崇拜上帝。
How many people will you meet in heaven?
在天堂中我们会遇到多少人?
Because of the sacrifice you've made by giving them an opportunity in sending those whom God has called.
因为你遣送了这些人去传扬福音，他们而能够认识到上帝。
I think this passage from Acts 13 also tells us why they are being sent.
马太福音第十章也告诉我们为什么这些人被遣送。
Jonathan, Jailin, Stephen, and Sarah.
Jonathan, Jailin, Stephen, and Sarah.
You are being sent to carry the message of the gospel to those who have not had an opportunity to receive it.
你们去这些地方带着上帝去传递上帝的福音，为这些从未听到福音的人带去这样的信息。
We need to pause for a minute and answer the question, what is the gospel?
我们需要停下来一分钟来反省什么是福音。
Gospels are a form of literature.
福音是从文字中而来的。
In the New Testament period, there were lots of Gospels.
在新约的时代，那个时候有很多所谓的福音。
What we have in the New Testament are the Gospels according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们在圣经中所听到福音是根据马可福音、马太福音和约翰福音而来的。
But there were lots of Gospels in the secular world.
但是实际上在那个时候，世俗的社会还有别的所谓的福音。
As such, Gospel as a form of literature.
实际上那个时候福音是一种正式的文字的记录。
Was the story of good news about a great leader.
常常是关于一个伟大的领袖的一个好的消息。
Like Julius Caesar.
就像凯瑟大帝一样。
Whose birth and life was supposed to have changed everything.
凯瑟大帝的出生和他的死亡。
Most Roman emperors, oh, sorry.
改变了当时的很多情况。
Most Roman emperors had a gospel written about them.
那个时候很多罗马的皇帝都有一个所谓的福音来记载他们的事迹。
What is audacious about the gospel you proclaim?
但是你们所要宣讲的福音
is that it places Jesus Christ above the Caesars, above all those other men.
把耶稣基督放在所有的这些所有的罗马皇帝之上。
The gospels about the Caesars claimed that men had become gods.
那个时候的所谓的福音是说凯撒大帝成为了一个上帝。
What was offensive and absolutely unthinkable?
但是令人不可思议的是
was that Jesus Christ was a God who became man.
圣经的福音是耶稣基督从一个人从一个上帝成为一个人。
The gospel is not just good news about Jesus.
福音并不是只是关于耶稣基督的。
It is the good news of Jesus.
它就是耶稣基督本身。
That's why the church offered a response when the Roman world says Caesar is Lord.
这就是当教会对于罗马神所宣称的凯撒就是上帝所做出的回应是。
They responded defiantly, No, Jesus is Lord.
No, 他们反驳道，耶稣基督才是主。
I really enjoy the way pastor and author Ann Lee Standy describes the gospel.
我非常欣赏作家和牧师Andy Stanley 所描绘的福音的情形。
He says this is what the apostles preached.
这就是说福音所宣扬的。
Jesus is God.
耶稣基督是主，是上帝。
You killed him.
你们杀死了他。
God raised him from the dead.
上帝让他从死里又复活。
Now say you're sorry.
你们忏悔吧。
The gospel you are sent to proclaim is not a message, it is a person.
你们所去宣扬的福音并不是只是一个简单的消息，而是关于一个人。
It is God himself who has come into the world and literally changed everything.
这是上帝来到人间，改变了所有的一切。
The world will never be the same again.
这个世界将与之前不再一样。
He came to save us from sin, guilt, and shame by his sacrifice.
他通过他的牺牲把我们从罪、从负疚、从耻辱中拯救出来。
He conquered sin, death, and hell by his resurrection.
他通过他的复活而战胜了死亡，战胜了地狱。
He came to transform us by coming to live in us.
他来到人间和我们住在一块，从我们内心之中改变了我们。
And he dramatically changes us from the inside out.
由里而外的改变。
The gospel is not a self-help device.
福音本身就是一种器具。
It is a transformational reality of a person living within me.
它让我们重新生活在一种转化的现实之中。
When people receive Jesus, they're never the same again.
当人们接受耶稣的时候，他已经不再是以前的那个老人。
And anyone who receives Jesus through your ministry,
所有的人经过你们的宣扬而接受基督的话，
will have a divine person living in them.
他们将会有圣灵常住在他们心中。
Providing them power to live a transformed life.
给他们力量去过一种新的生活。
It is not power to change myself.
这不是一种能力来只是改变我自己。
It is the power to submit to the change that Jesus makes inside.
这是一种权利让我服从于上帝转化的这种能力。
It is the power to live a transformed life.
这是一种能力能够过一种新的转化过的生活。
You are being sent not merely to ask people to believe a story.
你们被遣送并不是简单的相信耶稣基督的这一故事。
But to receive a person.
你们是去接受一个新的人。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And he changes everything.
而他能够带来改变。
Unlike FedEx, the church is not in the package delivery business.
和联邦捷运不一样的是，教会并不是在投递包裹。
But we are in the people delivery business.
我们是在投递人。
At least that's what Jesus wanted his church to be about.
至少这是耶稣基督希望教会所做的事儿。
However, let's face it, sending people hasn't always been our top priority.
可是遣送的人并不是我们教会所有的教会的首要的任务。
And if we're going to be very honest, sometimes the church hasn't done a very good job.
我们必须的说实话，有的教会并不把遣送当作他做最重要的。
Of sending out laborers into the Lord's harvest.
所送去工人去收割上帝的庄稼。
FedEx has a unique way of looking at the world.
联邦捷运有一种独特的方式来看待这个世界。
It operates out of the deep conviction.
他们深信。
That everyone in the world should be able to send and receive packages.
每一个人都有权利投送和接受一个包裹。
God may not be all too concerned about packages.
上帝可能并不在乎投递包裹。
But the scripture makes it clear.
但是经上说得非常清楚。
God desires all people to receive the message of salvation.
上帝希望每个人都能够听到救赎的消息。
And come to the knowledge of the truth.
并能够听到真理。
God operates with a deep conviction that everyone should have the ability to receive eternal hope.
上帝相信每个人都应该有机会能够听到永生的消息。
What is God's distribution plan?
上帝的投递的计划是什么呢？
Simply put, it is God's people, the church.
简单的说，是上帝的民，是教会。
That's why we're here today.
这就是我们今天在这里的原因。
To publicly act in obedience to the call of the Holy Spirit.
以一种公开的方式宣扬我们顺从上帝的召唤。
To confirm that it is in fact the Holy Spirit that has spoken.
证实圣灵是在呼唤我们。
And to set apart those who've been called for the work that God has called them to.
去遣送这些受到召唤的人去做上帝所要求他们所做的事工。
Would you pray with me?
和我，请和我一块祷告。
Father, your word speaks clearly.
天父，你的话语非常的清晰。
To those who are being sent and to those of us who are doing the sending.
对遣送的人，也对被遣送的人。
What we do this morning is indeed an act of worship to you.
我们今天所做的是对你的敬拜。
You are the Lord of the church.
你是教会的主。
You have the right to dispatch your people anywhere you choose.
你有权利遣送你的人去到你所想要的地方。
We yield to your sovereign purposes.
我们服从于你的权利。
We yield to your infinite wisdom.
我们服从于你的智慧。
We yield to the assurance of your goodness today.
我们服从于你的确信。
And release those that you have called.
我们释放这些被你呼唤的人。
For your own honor and glory.
去达到你的目的，做你的事工。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.